Broadcasting live from Ben Avery Shooting Center. And this is actually the headquarters for Arizona Game and Fish. They relocated their headquarters to here from off of Greenway, probably about 8 or 9 years ago, if my memory serves me right, if I'm even close. But we have an entire village of tents here, an entire city of tents, all designed to help you be introduced to the great world of outdoors in Arizona. There are kids' fishing tanks. There's lots of live wildlife and critters out here.
Yeah, they have a whole section of rescued animals that can't survive, whether, broken legs, broken wings, that they've rescued. They can't re-release into the wild, that are all pretty tame. Looking at the video from last year, there was owls and vultures and all kinds of neat things. Those little, cats?
Like a lynx?
No.
Codamundis?
Maybe that's it, Codamundi.
I've never seen one up close. I'd like to go see those.
Well, there is free kayaking at Lake Paddlemore. This is all free. Everything out here is free today. There's free archery, free BB gun range, free clay shooting targets, over 100 outdoor product vendors, 50 outdoor non-government organizations, rock crawlers, Jeep demonstrations, off-road vehicles, off-highway vehicle test track, RVs, ATVs, boat dealers, mounted cowboy shooting, riding, and shooting all at the same time.
I don't think you can participate in the mounted cowboy shooting.
No.
That's something that's for your entertainment viewing pleasure.
True, and he did say there's 4 food courts, but you should bring cash just in case. And there are some ATMs out here. And there is a small charge for some of the shooting thing, just for a small charge for
the ammo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you're afraid of the sound of gunshot. I'm not sure what it's going to sound like when it opens because we're not far from the cowboy action shooting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't panic, though. Don't hit the floor. You're not in Detroit. There's just some gunfire in the background at the range under
a
very
okay
controlled
out here.
Situation.
That's right.
So it opens at 9:30, and we'd love to have y'all come on out and introduce yourselves to us and introduce your family to the great outdoors of Arizona. City of Scottsdale, let me bring y'all's attention to this. They're having a workshop on April 7th for cool roofs. It's a free workshop, and it talks about the reflectivity of roofing materials. A lot of people mistakenly think silver is a reflective material. We have a lot of silver-coated roofs. Well, they're going to kind of dispel that. Roofs that reflect the desert sun's heat back into space and insulate the interiors can keep people more comfortable during the hot summers, plus offer attractive savings on utility bills. So it's for homeowners and businesses. It's at the Granite Reef Senior Center. That's 1700 North Granite Reef Road. It's 7 to 8:30 p.m. at April 7th. So those kind of seminars that cities are holding more and more often on building science, we're going to start promoting those and making sure you all know about them so you can get in there and learn the do's and the don'ts, the rights and the wrongs.
That Watershed Management Group has a lot of things as well. You know, I like to keep people posted on those. It's just a great way to learn. You don't have to take a whole class. I mean, you know, a semester worth. You just go for a Saturday and learn something and build
now,
your...
Next week, you guys will be in Tucson at the Saba Home Show, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. That is next week. And then it'll be the second Saturday of the month, so John Eisenhower will be in Talking Trees. And we'll be live at ASU campus in Tempe for the Talking Trees broadcast. It's actually tour day trees that the Arizona Forestry Department puts on in partnership with the Arizona Nursery Association, the Arizona Community Tree Council, the Arizona Landscape Contractors Association. And there's 11 trees all within about a looking at the map, it's University South, and they're all, I mean, you never have to cross, you just bike or walk. And John and I are actually going to be going from tree to tree during the broadcast.
Okay.
And there's 11 different trees. You get a map, you walk to them, and there's arborists at each tree that can answer your question about that type of tree, how old it is, if it's a tree you want, where to invest.
Open to the public
next
Saturday.
Just a free walk-in event, 8:30 to 11:30.
Awesome. Yeah, we're doing one of our split location broadcasts next week,
yes,
aren't we?
I'll have the satellite comlink, and I haven't – we talked about riding bikes just to make sure we get to each next tree between the breaks. I haven't – I had the idea last night, but John doesn't know it. I'm going to make him do a tandem bike. So that way we don't have to worry about the bike splitting and the headphones getting ripped off. That way we're on the same bike and we can both plug in. We got tandem bikes. It'll be an adventure broadcast for
sure.
There
you go.
Hey, another thing that's been in the headlines a lot, not so much as it relates to Arizona, but as it relates to the Midwest and the East Coast, is there were several headline front page stories about lead in water drinking systems and what the EPA is and isn't doing about it. That's another call-in guest we're going to have later in the show. So we've got Nathan Angel coming to talk about backyard hardscapes. We've got Bob Crisman coming in from All About Water talking about lead and the safety of your drinking water and what the EPA is doing. Actually, it's very perplexing what they're doing. Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit about that. That's later in the show today.
Good. Today?
That's today.
You've been working on this.
Yeah.
I know, right? I had no idea.
Nope. Well, when I saw
we're learning with you.
Well, when I saw it on the front page, you know, three different days, I thought, man, we gotta calm everybody down a little bit about what the situation is. Because there are cities that are, in fact, you know, failing and failing in a bad way. And we'll go into it more later in the show. But stay tuned because you don't have to be scared about your drinking water.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Good, good.
And nothing there we can't take care of.
And as we go into the Landscape and Garden Hour, it is your opportunity to get online at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. John Harper will be in studio. Generally, he's up for coming out to these, but it's the first Saturday of the month, so he has hot dogs and horticultural at his nursery in Scottsdale, so he didn't want... That was a little too far to get there in time to get it set up for all the guests that he has coming. But he is in studio, standing by to take your landscape and gardening questions. Have y'all got your spring garden planted yet?
Oh, no.
No?
I think it's going to be a pass this year.
That's our second year in a row.
I know.
Uh-oh.
I know. How about you do?
We're sitting fallow for the second year in a row.
Should be some really good soil by the time we give it a good rest, right?
We have half of it done. We got one more.
We'll just eat
one
yours.
More section to plant. Yeah.
Yours and Stan's. We don't need to plant.
We've spoiled you.
You have.
Yeah. So it's a little windy out here, but it's warming up, and the wind's dying. So
calming
I think it's
going
to be a great day if you're looking to get outdoors. Come out to Ben Avery. It's on Carefree Highway, north side of north part of Phoenix, and just turn off, head west. You can't miss it. There's signs everywhere.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.